last word on health on Today FM.
With Benelin non-drowsy chesty coughs. Gets to work fast. Always read the label.
Time for the last word on health with Dr. Brian Higgins, GP at Galway Primary Care. We spoke about back pain last week, Brian, but you want to talk about one particular condition today. Ankylosing spondylitis. What is that?
Yeah, ankylosing spondylitis is one of the more serious causes of back pain. When we speak about back pain, the vast majority of the underlying causes are relatively benign. They're due to posture and muscle weakness. But we always talk about these more serious issues causing back pain. And one of our jobs as a GP is try to identify those more serious causes. And one of those causes would be this inflammatory condition called ankylosing spondylitis, or ANKSPOND. And ANKSPOND is an inflammatory autoimmune condition that affects younger people. About 1 in 1,000 people will get it. And it causes back pain. It has an onset under the age of 30 and generally affects men. And it starts with pain around the lower portion of the back that's then progressive and leads to a stiffening of the entire spine as someone ages. So it's quite a serious condition.
Okay, and what causes it?
We don't fully know. We do know that there's a certain genetic predisposition. And usually when it comes to these types of autoimmune conditions, somebody has a predisposition or predilection to get the condition. And then there's some environmental factor like an infection that triggers the immune system to then attack the joints in the spine.
Okay, so how does it present?
Again, it's an unusual back pain because it tends to be a chronic low back pain in younger patients that's associated with morning stiffness. So your patients are waking up or even waking from their sleep in pain. And then as they move throughout the day and as they exercise, the pain tends to get better. And when patients generally present, they'll come in to the doctor saying, look, I've had this pain. It's going on for months. It's not getting any better. And some patients will present with conditions like psoriasis or inflammatory bowel disease. They might have bloody diarrhea, or they might have eye pain, a condition called uveitis. And the back pain might be secondary when you're taking your history.
And is it connected then to arthritis in other parts of the body?
Well, arthritis is a term we use for joint damage. And when we think of arthritis, we have our osteoarthritis, which is our classic wear and tear where the cartilage is eroded, or we have our inflammatory arthritis. The most common inflammatory arthritis would be rheumatoid arthritis, and which would we call a seropositive, which would mean we'd have a positive blood test. We can identify it through doing bloods, whereas ANKSPOND would be a seronegative arthritis, which means we would do blood tests, but they'd more than likely be normal.
What happens if you leave it untreated?
The problem with ankylosing spondylitis is that leaving it untreated, it affects the attachments where ligaments join bones together, and they tend to stiffen up. And usually the bones of the spine, you have your solid bone, and then you've got a spongy disc, and then another bone, and it's stacked up like that. And what happens is the discs and the ligaments around the bones tend to harden up, and the spine starts to harden and lose its mobility, and people tend to curve forward. And over time, if left untreated, we call it the question mark posture, where someone becomes very stooped. But thankfully, when identified, it is a treatable condition.
So how do you go about getting the diagnosis?
Again, most of the diagnosis is through a good clinical examination and a history. And then when we suspect somebody with the condition, we'll organise a fairly simple test like an X-ray or an MRI. And then we'll see those classic changes of ankylosing spondylitis on the imaging. And we'll then refer our patients for gene testing and on to a rheumatologist for treatment.
Okay, and you look for a gene mutation, do you?
Yeah, the gene mutation is called HLA-B27, and it's associated, it tends to run in families, and it's associated with multiple autoimmune conditions.
So then, what sort of treatments do you have? Is it just a question of exercise?
But all conditions present in different ways. Some people will have a milder version and some people will have a more severe version of it. For those with the milder presentation, we might just use normal anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen, maybe something a little bit stronger, and exercise therapies, and then just monitor how somebody's doing. And somebody might manage with that for years and years. Or patients might have a more aggressive or severe form of the illness. And we can actually use targeted immune modulating drugs that can stop the little cells causing the inflammation. And again, that would all be treated by a doctor called a rheumatologist.
So just to summarise again, that if you're concerned about the possibility of this, what are the sort of the red flag signs that you have to look for that might differentiate it from other types of back pain?
Well, the red flag signs for this condition are stiffness in the morning, waking up with back pain and stiffness that eases with exercise, any pain associated with unexplained weight loss, fevers or chills, or pain that is lasting for longer than 6 weeks. I'd always advise people to seek medical help.
Dr. Brian Higgins, thank you very much for joining us, GP at Galway Primary Care.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.